It is an incredible atmosphere here at St Michael's Prep School in Odford. There are around 100 or so children going to go absolutely crazy in a moment. The Lizzie takes to the track. The final competitor, Bar Lizzie, has made their way down to the bottom. She has a lead of 0.78 seconds going in to this final run. In skeleton terms, that is an absolute country mile. She has been the out-and-out outstanding competitor since the moment that she arrived in Russia for the Winter Olympics. Every single time, bar one, that she's taken to the track, whether that be competitively or in her training runs, she has been at the fastest. She set a new track record in the third heat around an hour and a half ago, and in about 30 seconds time she will slide for gold. She will slide for gold for Kent. She will slide for gold for Great Britain. She's taken to the track now, number two on her back. Lizzie Yarnold goes for gold for Great Britain. This is where history begins, pushing herself up, one of the strongest starters in the sport. A really quick time, sub 5 seconds for the start, the third quickest of all in this fourth heat. Smooth lines through the third turn, a little toe tap to slow herself down. She's got a big, big margin, a little high off that last turn, getting quicker and quicker. Over 1 second lead for Lizzie Yarnold. Surely this is the moment that she takes Great Britain's first gold of the Winter Olympics. The former heptathlete at Tunbridge Athletics Club, the former student at Maidstone Girls Grammar. That lead just coming down slightly, under a second now, as she rounds the big right-hander. 85 miles an hour on the speed gun, going through the last left. Here she comes, a couple more taps to go. Round she comes, huge speed building up, the atmosphere going incredible. One more right-hander. This is Lizzie Yarnold's moment. Here we go. And it's gold for Lizzie Yarnold. It's gold for Kent. It's gold for Great Britain. The 10th gold medal in Winter Olympic history for Great Britain. Lizzie Yarnold from West Kingsdown in Kent has done it. She is an Olympic champion. Mark the day, the 14th of February 2014. Lizzie Yarnold became a hero. Jubilation celebrations. The Union Jacks are waving in the air. The kids are jumping up and down there screaming. Her mum's just appeared on the TV as well. Of course, she worked at this school, crying her eyes out. Lizzie Yarnold taking the adulation of the British crowd. A monumental moment for Great Britain, a monumental moment for Kent. Lizzie Yarnold is the Winter Olympic gold medal in the women's skeleton, an outstanding achievement. And from everybody at BBC Radio Kentom, I think we can say one thing. Well done, Lizzie.
Lizzie was asked to go, 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 and she did. Ben Croucher there in Otford at the prep school, thanks so much indeed. Absolutely amazing. We are so excited. I think the whole of the county has been watching this. And Ben, well done bringing us up to date with what was happening there. You heard it here live on BBC Radio Kent. Incredible.